You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Stan Van Gundy held his end of season press conference today, and we're going to dig through that. We're going to talk about the big three things I think that went on with the team this season, because Stan Van Gundy hit on all of them. Shed a little more light on what's going on with Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, and the three-point shooting. Let's talk about Reggie Jackson. I have not hidden here that I'm a little confused by how the Pistons handled Reggie Jackson. That if he needed some time off to get his confidence back or whatever was going on here, okay. But was it so urgent they had to sit him down with 9 games left in the season? The Pistons insisted, and I'm going to take him at face value because there's nothing else to do for the moment. They insisted that he was healthy, that he could play, and that they had faith in him and all these positive things, but that he needed some time off to get his confidence right. It wasn't a physical issue. Did they really need to do that with 9 games left when the Pistons were still very much in the playoff race? If they faded out of the race because he continued to struggle, okay, then you can always sit him later. You could sit him with 5 games left, 6 games left, whatever the case may be if you had played this out with him. But maybe he was going to re-find it. Maybe playing was the answer. Maybe he was better than Beno Udre. Doesn't mean you have to rely on Reggie Jackson as much. You can still start Ish Smith. You can still give Ish Smith a heavy load. But he probably would have been better than Beno Udre. And I wonder if that could have made a difference in a couple of those close losses. Pistons lost a really close game to the Heat, lost a really close game to the Bucks. If Reggie Jackson turns either one of those and the Pistons aren't throwing in the towel down the stretch, maybe we'd be previewing the playoffs right now. I don't think that would have been the case, but it was far from far-fetched. The Pistons were right in the race, and you never know what the future holds. Based on how the Pistons explained it, that it's not an injury, that's just a matter of Jackson getting his confidence right, there is no clear answer that that comes through sitting. There's no clear definitive statement that, yes, the only way for Reggie Jackson to get his confidence back is to not play. Playing might get his confidence back. You don't know it, and you give yourself a better chance to win. So that's sort of the mystery for me, and now I'm even more confused. Here's what Van Gundy said at the press conference today, that going into the Rockets game, that the Pistons used Reggie Jackson as the Rockets' point guard for the Pistons scout team, that he was in the James Harden role. And he just makes it sound like Reggie Jackson went off, that he was playing so well, that he was getting to the rim, getting threes for his teammates, attacking. Stan Van Gundy said that the coaching staff said, whoa, he was unbelievable. And now Van Gundy's talking up that Reggie Jackson should be back stronger next year than he even was 2 years ago in his career year. And I just wonder, what could have happened if he played? What if the Pistons just put him out in a game and said, hey, play like James Harden, try and play that role? I'm not sure the Pistons handled this well. I'm not sure they handled it poorly. It's still so mysterious with what they were doing. But somebody who can go out there, and I understand it's only practice, and I understand that it's half court, and you're playing against the Pistons in a practice. Like, I get all of that. But if somebody has so much confidence issues that you need to sit them down in the heat of a playoff race, you have to sit him down in the heat of a playoff race, and then he can come out and practice and play like that? I don't get it. I do not get it. All right. We'll have to come back to the Reggie Jackson mystery another day. Maybe we can solve it at some point in the future, because I don't know. I'm just clueless. I'm more stunned that he played so well in this practice and, you know, blew the Pistons coaching staff away. And I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know how they handled this or why they handled it the way they did. The story always shifts just enough. It just shifts just a little. The explanations change just a little, that there's not clarity on this. But we're going to move on to Andre Drummond. Van Gundy said Andre Drummond needed to have more of a sense of urgency in elevating his game. And that, look, Andre Drummond has the potential to be good or great, but needs to do some work to get there. Which, on the simplest sense, is of course true. We all see Drummond's potential, his physical talent, what he could be, because he shows flashes of it. He showed more of it last year when he made the All-Star game. None of us need to be talked into the idea that Andre Drummond could be very good and isn't there yet and needs to work to get there. It's just the framing of it, that Van Gundy puts this out there publicly. There needs to be more of a sense of urgency. Like, this is a call to Andre Drummond. This is a motivational thing. This is a call to arms. Drummond was in the first year of his contract extension this year, and his intensity wasn't always there. His focus wasn't always there. I don't think his conditioning was always there. That's a little disturbing. He's going to be under contract for 3-4 if he wants, if he exercises a player option, like more years. And if this is motivation right now, that could be problematic. Like, I don't want to say, you know, this is why this happened and then this happened. That's a ergo hoc proctor hoc. But it's not hard to connect those dots that he got this contract extension and then he looked unmotivated. I'm not saying he is unmotivated. I'm saying the things that he did, the deficiencies he had, are the deficiencies you'd see from somebody who is unmotivated. He looked unmotivated. And he's theoretically a team leader. He's the highest paid player. He's recognized as the franchise player. He's been around the longest. Like, guys naturally turn to him. And so that's tough when your natural team leader like this, it looks like he's unmotivated, whether he is or isn't. And so, yeah, I think Stan Van Gundy's trying to put a little fire under him. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if this is the right course. But for Van Gundy to just sort of put it out there in such blunt terms that needing a more of a sense of urgency, yeah, I think there's a message being sent here. I think this is something significant. Okay, onto the three-point shooting. We've talked about this before, but basically all the Pistons forwards shot worse on three-pointers this year. The Pistons' overall decline in three-point percentage is a little more tricky than that because Ish Smith played a lot more than was expected. Reggie Jackson, no, he didn't shoot as well, but give him a bigger role, and the point guard position is going to produce better three-point shooting. So that's more related to Reggie Jackson's injury, the overall, at least some of it. But specifically the forwards, they weren't in that different of roles. They just shot worse. And it was just sort of weird to figure out why. Like, why did all these players all at once have down years on three-pointers? And maybe it was just bad luck. Like, some years are better than others on three-pointers. Even the high-volume three-point shooters, not the highest volumes, not the Steph Currys, the Klay Thompsons, but somebody like Marcus Morris, Tobias Harris, John Luehr, those guys are still prone to a little bit of variation year to year. Because the number of three-pointers a player takes isn't always the highest sample, the largest sample. So there is some variation year to year, and maybe it was just bad luck that they all had down years all at once. But Stan Van Gundy revealed a potential cause. He said last summer they didn't do enough game-speed three-pointers. You know, whether that's playing in pickup or whatever, to make sure that you can get your shot off quickly as the defender's closing out, be used to a defender closing out and the speed you need to take it, not just standing there in an empty gym. So hopefully that's the culprit, and they can address it this summer, because it was mysterious why this was happening. Nobody really seemed to know, but if Van Gundy thinks he knows, okay. That's a nice sign. And he talked about John Luehr specifically. Luehr was probably the Pistons' most disappointing three-point shooter because he looked so good at it last year, was pretty bad at it this year. He made up for it by shooting well on twos, using the threat of his threes to drive to the basket. But even that mostly came early in the season. By late in the season, he wasn't making his jumpers. He wasn't attacking the rim like he did earlier. He just looked like a shell of himself. And Van Gundy said that he thinks it was a confidence thing, that he got in a little bit of a slump and then lost his confidence. I'm not sure it's that simple. Luehr played a lot more than he did any other year in his career, a lot more. And I'm wondering whether this was just him running out of gas. Not that he's not in good shape, but it's an adjustment to play so much more. I'm not convinced that it was anything more than that. And I think that's something the Pistons have to look at, is whether Luehr can be a starter. They went around juggling their forwards a little bit, who would start. Lure got plenty of starts. I think that might be too big of a role for him. Even if he plays well off the bench, looks like he'd be a good fit as a starter, playing those bigger minutes, deserves it. I would be a little reluctant to let him do that again. He might just be bound to be a really good bench player because keeping his minutes down is what allows him to thrive. But they've got to get his three-point percentage up. He's the one in particular. And so maybe you do it outside. Maybe you do it via trade. And we'll look ahead more next week on the offseason and outside the roster things. But those were the three big in-roster things this season, areas the Pistons can look for: internal development, Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, and three-point shooting. So if you want to listen more, find out about what's going on next week when we talk more about outside the roster, you can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is David Locke, founder of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks so much for tuning in to your favorite Locked On podcast. We have something really special going on here. We are the only daily local podcast format in the country, and we are one of the only places for local companies to be able to advertise on a podcast serving the fans, the listeners that want your product locally. No other podcast network does this for you. And that's why we want you to advertise right here on your favorite Locked On podcast. Our audience is 98% male. It's about 77% between the ages of 25 and 54, and also 77% between 18 and 44. So you're hitting the core demographic. If your company wants men 25 to 54 or 18 to 44, then you should advertise right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'd love to have you. Our rates are reasonable. It's all based on the amount of listens. So you can email me, David Locke, at dlock09@gmail.com, or contact your host. We'd love to have you aboard, joining in with the great success that we're having on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.